revolution needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary prize for your rights. The Constitution speaks of speech that's free. Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. So will the real Americans please stand up? No more hide your face in the sand. Will the real Americans please stand up? Divided, we're falling, but united, we'll stand.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Open it right. Politicians take from you and me the very liberties that set us free. Open fight, for this democracy is you and me. We're the refounders, saddle up, let's ride. Now will the real Americans please stand up? No more hiding your face in the sand. Will the real Americans please stand up? Divided, we're falling, but united, we'll stand up, stand strong, stand tall, and we'll keep these walls from falling. Stand up, stand strong, stand tall, and we'll keep these walls from falling.
Our natural, unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment.
I think it's time we stop. Hear what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going. Stop. Hear what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going. Stop. Hear what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going. Stop. Hear what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host, Lori Anderson, joined with Tom Lacavaris here tonight. Mm-hmm. And we are talking about the Red Pill Expo, and that's right, that's mm-hmm. what's going down. Americans are taking a stand all across our union. And as we have always said, if you want the United States of America fixed, if you want our union fixed, don't look to Washington, D.C. Start bottom up. And mm-hmm. that is exactly what's going across all across our union. And so the Red Pill Expo, Tom, they're going to be handling, of course, will gun control succeed, health care or herd care? and a generation of ignorance. Talking about Common Core education standards, by the way, economic collapse or boom, military and the deep state, and how to take action. Now, some of these individuals that are going to be there, I would love to be there to cover. G. Edward Griffin, of course, absolutely. Amazing man. Robert Kiyosaki, he covers perspectives on money and investing. And Lord Christopher Monckton, who has helped to expose the scam of UN Agenda 21 and the quote-unquote climate science. And we've never disputed, this is how they trick everyone, because they went from global cooling to global warming. And when those tricks didn't apply, because there hasn't been global warming in over 19, 20 years now. So they had to change mm-hmm. the wording and say climate change. Well, the climate has changed from the beginning of time. So what they do is they trick you, and you've got people that go, there's no such thing as climate change. Well, of course there
is. Carbon credits. Carbon credits. It's about taxes, power, and money. Yeah.
Right, but climate change in reality, it's changed since the beginning of time.
Hey, and, you know what? We just went through our own climate change right here. It just stopped raining.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's a little bit cooler in the morning than it is in the afternoon, and it gets a little cooler.
Yep, so it's changing.
It's climate change. But they use that trick on wording to fool people into following this redistribution of wealth stuff that came out of, you know, a lot of people only know the UN Agenda 21. But the fact of the matter is when you look into the Rio conference and you really dig, it actually stemmed out of the Club of Rome. And it goes back to these same money grubbing people we've been fighting all this time. So Lord Christopher Monckton's going to be an interesting listen. Tom DeLuise is also going to be speaking.
From the American Policy Center.
Yes, and we're also going to have Representative Matt Shea out of Washington State who's going to be speaking. I've been working on really trying to get an interview with him. He's an amazing individual. I would like to get him on with an interview, and it hasn't worked out yet, but he is willing to do the interview. It just the time frames haven't worked out.
Timing
is everything. Yeah. So Del Bigtree,
the producer of Vaxxed.
Yes, the producer of Vaxxed is going to be speaking too and talking about the dangers of vaccines and their relationship to the massive increase in autism in the cases of children.
Wonderful.
Larry Pratt, one of my favorites there, Gun Owners of America.
I have to say something. The NRA, who keeps pushing the narrative that our Second Amendment rights coming from a piece of paper, I have to say about Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America, they understand that the Second Amendment is a restriction upon government.
Yep.
It is not an empowering document that gives us something. Right. I love Larry Pratt for that. Absolutely, Gun Owners of America. I've been an NRA member for most of my life, from military academy to shooting sharpshooter, NRA sharpshooter at age 12. You know, I don't want to discount the NRA, but Larry Pratt gets it, and so does his son. They get it. The Second Amendment doesn't give us anything. It restricts government as to where they cannot tread.
And so I'm going to tell you a funny, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're the NRA. I'm GOA.
Well, I'm GOA now.
I'm just saying... You know, it's funny because a lot of people, you know, they hound NRA. And the reason I my uncle was NRA, hardcore to the bone NRA. But my thing is I understand that there is not one law that is made about it that is actually constitutional. So, and I researched really hard. And that's one of the reasons that I personally chose GOA, because they hardcore support the real and true meaning of the Second Amendment. And so Larry Pratt's going to be talking. That's exciting. Major General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be speaking around talking about the deep state. Now,
that's very interesting. Didn't he co-author a paper called From PSYOP to Mind War with Colonel Michael Aquino? I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm not sure, Tom. I haven't read it myself, but I'm sure that you
are.
And I know he was pretty friendly, too, with John McCain, wasn't he?
He was, and Now, look, folks, I say this because Lori and I are devoted to truth.
Mm-hmm.
And in truth, Major General Paul Vallely and his Stand Up America's Foundation, there's many of their positions that I can get behind. I can agree with.
Right.
And keep in mind, at this time in the Army, he co-authored this paper, and he was a higher-ranking officer. And there's quite a possibility that he did not know, I guess. I have a hard time grasping that concept that he didn't know who Aquino was, if he's co-authoring a paper with him and putting his name to it. But Colonel Michael Aquino is somewhat troubling because it was rumored that Aquino and possibly Vallely met with Attorney General Janet Reno following the Branch Davidian raid with and their Delta Force. We know Delta Force was involved, and there was a lot of the psychological operations that were implemented upon the Branch Davidians. And it's the only thing that concerns me about that. And, you know, I'm not criticizing. I don't want to sound like a, you know, like I'm a spoil sport.
Because
that's not the case.
He could have just become a whistleblower. You know,
he very well could have.
We just point out facts.
Right. But it's for the purpose of truth. Mm-hmm. And our feelings, this isn't about conspiracy theories or anything. Anybody can check out from PSYOP to Mind War at RTR Truth, Rhenius Scribd. And you really just Google it and you'll find it for yourself. But, you know, that's the whole psychological operations has been employed into mastering the human domain. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very relevant. And I would be very interested. I would love to be to hear what General Valley has to say about mastering the human domain and the biometric data gathering and the RAND Corporation involvement and their little dissertation stating that the Posse Comitatus Act was an impediment to the fusion of the United Nations, the federal, state, and local law enforcement. I'd like to see what, you know, I'd really like to hear his opinion on that, because he is, by the way, a U.S. Military Academy West Point graduate. Uh-huh. He has, amazing qualifications.
Yeah.
So I don't want to discount his service, as well as his two combat tours that he did in Vietnam. But that being said, and for due diligence, I just wanted to make mention of that.
Right. Well, it's always best to be informed, and that way the listeners can make their decisions and at least go in informed. You know, like we
That's
said,
right.
he could have been
ask him questions.
He could have,
because he may be able to answer them.
He may be able to answer them, and there's a lot of individuals who have turned whistleblower against the deep
right.
state. And everything else. So there's also Patrick Wood. He's an author and a researcher. He is a leading and critical expert on sustainable development, green economy, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and the historic technocracy of that.
Trojan horse or something. What was it? He had something
to
do with.
He's the author of Technocracy Rising.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trojan horse of global transformation.
That's right.
Yeah, so you may want to check that out, too. Chris Martinson, he's an economic forecaster. He is going to be speaking as well. Trevor Loudon, author and filmmaker.
Oh, yeah. He's a filmmaker, isn't he?
Yes.
He's
done heavy research on the radical left, Marxist, and terrorist movements and their covert influence into mainstream politics, which is something you and I cover all the time. That should be really good and interesting as well. Dr. Duke Pesta, have you ever
heard of this man? Oh, the Common Core guy!
This man is amazing. Oh. If you have never heard this man, look this man up on YouTube, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I am telling you, he destroys Common Core. He is a professor of English at the University of Wisconsin. He also serves as a policy advisor on education with the Heartland Institute. So he is also going to be speaking. Russell Gray, he is a co-host of Real Estate Guys radio and TV shows. Yeah. Jesse Lee Peterson.
Oh,
now,
Jesse Lee Patterson. Time out.
Yes.
This guy took
it's amazing.
I don't know if you guys have seen this, but you guys have to Google Jesse Lee Patterson destroys Black Lives Matter. This is an African American radio host, activist. This guy is amazing. He sits there and has a conversation with these folks from Black Lives Matter, and he posits questions to them that they cannot answer. If you get a chance to go to YouTube, please check out Jesse Lee Patterson and his interview with BLM. That was great.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you one of my favorite of his, and many of you may not know this. He's a pastor as well. He's a pastor, a radio host,
yes,
and an activist.
Yes.
But he, one of my most favorite ones was, you know, when all that stuff was going down with the paid protesters, and there were some white kids holding, about take the guns, you know, and he was over at these protests. And they were discussing, so you want to take my guns? And, this is not exact wording, of course. This has been a little while ago. But, and she's like, yes, I want to take your guns and this, that, and the other. And he goes, so you're racist. He flipped the script on every one of them that racist, because you don't want me to be able to protect myself and you want to take my guns, so you want to enslave me. Why do you not like black people? Oh, my Lord, I rolled laughing. It was great. It was amazing, really.
I saw that. That was great.
Yeah, he's amazing. So Alex Newman, who is a journalist and educator and author, is also going to be speaking.
Mm-hmm. JBS, yes, New American Magazine contributor. And a contributor to, I believe, World News Daily, WND.
He also serves as president of a small media and information consulting firm, Liberty Sentinel Media.
Yes, Liberty Sentinel, yes.
Yeah. And then you have Dan Happel. He's the event chairman at Red Pill Expo. He's an expert.
Agenda 21 guy.
Yeah. Agenda 21. I love that they're covering it so much, because everybody, for some odd reason, has really gone quiet on it, and it's still seeping into all these community boards and city councils and everything, and I'm just glad they're not letting that die. I'm very thankful for that. Now, I might chop this lady's name up, bless her heart, and I do not mean to, but her name is Debbie Bakagalupi. Bakalupi.
And
she's a national speaker on Agenda 21 as well.
Italiano.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have Carl Techrib. Carl Techrib is a researcher and writer and communicator focusing on the paradigm shift sweeping the Western world, including political globalization and socio-religious trends. And crossover between those, of course, seemingly unrelated fields. Even though they seem unrelated, you and I know that most of this is completely related. So Dr. Charles Lee is going to be speaking.
Oh, he was a prisoner.
He was a political prisoner tortured in China, in the Chinese prison, and he survived to tell about it. So that would be a very amazing speech. Every one of these are going to be phenomenal. Mindy Patterson, she's president of the Calvary Group, and she's regularly advocating and defending the constitutional and private property rights of law-abiding animal owners and animal-related businesses.
Yes,
and
then,
of course, our one and favorite pick, just because it's kind of personal. You can't really do a favorite pick, though, because we have so many on here that we really, really like. Gary Gallino, right. Gary Gallino, who is, of course, journalist and activist, and he has done such an amazing job,
just from
feet on the ground, going into these community meetings and getting the news out, because I can tell you, I mean, he has even was targeted because of wanting to video a meeting that was supposed to be covered by the Brown Act. But what they did was they took that meeting into a federal courthouse. But they let other people video it, by the way. But they went after him, all because he had his camera with him, even though it was covered by the Brown Act, and he didn't even get to go in. And that's another thing. We'll go into that on a different night when he's on with us, so he can go in detail with everyone about that.
Oh, yeah. Grindel 61.
Yes. Look him up on YouTube, Facebook. He does amazing work, and I am so glad that he is going to be speaking. Amazing individual. John Hewlett, founder of Evolution
Nutraceuticals.
Yes, he's going to be speaking as well.
Right.
Harry Boyens is going to be speaking as well.
He's a PhD.
He is a PhD, defense and aerospace physicist.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, his family has been, speaking of him, God, there's just so many people I'd like to get to on our shows. But he's been in South Africa. His family bloodline goes back, like way back. What an amazing man he is. Anybody, Harry Boyens, it's Boyens. Check him out.
Yeah.
Google him if you get a chance.
Okay, we'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors. We'll let you know the rest of the list, and then we're going to get to some exciting news that I'm breaking here that mainstream media hasn't touched with a 10-foot pole. Distribute when we make our pay tax. Hey.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Oh, yes, we are. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded. I am your host, Lori Anderson, and I am joined with Tom tonight. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, Tom.
Oh, it's a pleasure. My pleasure.
And we were discussing who's going to be at the Red Pill Expo speaking. And by the way, they're leaving it open that they may have more speakers. But they also have Jim Lee, founder of Climate Viewer. And he is a leading expert as well on geoengineering and weather modification. Oh, that stuff that doesn't exist, but we've got those permission slips from community. Yeah, got that. Okay. Yeah. So that's exciting to see that he's going to be covering that because, as you know, overhead, even still daily, with President Trump in office, they are still geoengineering the heck out of our planet, which is killing the planet. Don't talk to me about CO2 killing the planet when they are putting chemicals like barium, strontium, aluminum in our air that is toxifying our water, our plants, making our plants not be able to grow, killing our trees, and that is the real threat to this planet. Also, Twyla Braze. She is Citizens Council for Health Freedom. She mm-hmm. is going to be speaking as well. And Miss Jeanette Finnicum, one of our favorites, of course.
Yes, of course.
She became a grassroots activist, of course, after her husband, Lavoy Finnicum, was assassinated by the federal and state government out in Oregon.
Yeah.
So that is also, that lawsuit is still going on, so we'll get updated on that, I'm sure. And then, of course, Cynthia McKinney, as you were talking about earlier.
Woo-hoo!
She's a politician and my favorite Democrat. Yes.
Of all Democrats out there. Look, folks, I have to say this about Cynthia McKinney. I have to take a second here. Okay. Yeah. Folks, everybody knows I'm a paleo conservative, Ron Paulish type of conservative minded person, libertarianish. You know, you guys know me by now, right? But Cynthia McKinney, she was a Democrat, but mm-hmm. this is what I absolutely admire from her. She is a person of absolute moral integrity.
Mm-hmm.
She would not take money from special interests, including the state of Israel, I might add, because mm-hmm. everybody that basically had to sign on, and she made that very clear. You can check out her revelations about that on YouTube. And she didn't want to take money from anybody. Mm-hmm. She wanted to view all of the issues for what was put in front of her, for the merits of their arguments themselves, mm-hmm. and make her decisions based upon them. And I have got to say that I have an enormous amount of respect for Cynthia McKinney.
Oh, absolutely. You know, she served in 6 terms in the United States mm-hmm. House of Representatives. And if you go and research some of the stuff in the U.S. House of Representatives, she laid stuff bare. She was the first black woman that was elected to represent Georgia in the House. She mm-hmm. left the Democratic Party in 2008, and she became a very strong, outspoken whistleblower on the left-right paradigm in American politics, which I'm so mm-hmm. proud of, because we talk about that all the time. Two sides
yeah,
of the same
really,
coin.
She was always really a libertarian.
right. Well, you know, sometimes you just have to take on that quote unquote, that D or that R, just so that
well,
you can get elected, you know.
Our founders warned us about that two-party system.
Yeah, I know. It was really sad. So everyone, check out the Red Pill Expo if you want to go. Don't forget, if you want 15% off of your tickets, type in G-I-L-E-N-O, Galeno. That will give you a 15% discount, and that is going to be taking place in June 21st through the 23rd in Spokane, Washington. If you can be there and you want to join, feel free. There's some amazing speakers, of course, that are going to be there, and we just went over that. Now, Tom, I have to, I'm going to read something, and then I think you might know what topic I'm going to hit.
Okay.
Article 1, Section 10. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any mm-hmm. bill of attainder ex post facto law or mm-hmm. law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Why am I bringing this up? Well, Tom, remember that cute little gold rush where the government stole the gold?
Oh, yeah, I mm-hmm. remember quite well.
Right. Well, I don't know how many of you have heard that there is a bill that is pretty exciting, actually, that has been put in. And we'll talk about that bill after a couple of words from our sponsors. Hang with us.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Republic RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded. Thank you so much. We're not going to beg for mercy. We're going to speak up. We're going to tell truth in the face of the tyrants. We're going to fight for our union and for our people. And we do so with our voices. It is what is right. So as we were discussing before the show, Tom, have you ever heard of Representative Alex Mooney out of West Virginia?
No.
Well, let me tell you about it. Because not long ago, he put in a very interesting bill, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. I'm going to read to you what he wrote. And this is out of the GovernmentTrackInsider.com. And it says, context, since the earliest days of America until 1971, the country had used the gold standard for money, which that can also be disputed a little bit, because in front of Ron Paul, when he asked if they were holding gold, they said that they haven't been doing that since 36, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So the country had used the gold standard for money. Under the system, the U.S. currency was backed by physical gold, much of which was kept in a heavily guarded location in Fort Knox, Kentucky. It was intended to keep the price of money relatively standard and prevent runaway inflation. Example, $1 equals X grams of gold. With a few exceptions, proponents say the system generally worked, although the value of the U.S. dollar fluctuated a bit, since preventing that entirely would have been impossible. But for the most part, those fluctuations were far less than they would be after 1971. When the U.S. fully abandoned the gold standard, they had partially abandoned it for domestic transactions in 1933 and abandoned the other part for international transactions in 1971. In other words, inflation was generally much less. Gold standard supporters note that the two decades in the past century with the highest inflation were the 1910s, when the Federal Reserve was created and started exerting control over the money supply, and in the 1970s when the gold standard ended. So, H.R. 5404 is a bill you're going to want to keep your eye on and fully support, everyone, let me tell you. H.R. 5404 is a bill introduced by Representative Alex Mooney of West Virginia. He's a Republican that would bring the U.S. back to the gold standard once and for all. It would take effect exactly 30 months after the bill was passed to allow an adjustment period in the American economy. Increasingly, for a Republican-introduced bill, if the bill was enacted any time after July 2018, that 30-month window would come under the administration of the 2020 election winner, possibly a Democrat. Mooney claims that its first bill introduced in Congress to return to the gold standard since 1984. A search of Government Track's legislative database provides no evidence to the contrary. Previous House members, such as two-time presidential candidate Ron Paul, have advocated a gold standard, although it does not appear that Paul ever actually introduced any legislation to that effect after 1984. So this is what supporters are saying. Supporters argue that many of America's existing economic problems, such as the sharp decline in manufacturing employment, can be traced to the lack of a gold standard. President Trump has rightly blamed bad trade deals, particularly those with Mexico and China, for contributing to this American manufacturing meltdown. But the Federal Reserve deserves a share of the blame, too, since its inflationary policies priced out U.S. manufacturers from global trade, unquote. Mooney wrote in the Wall Street Journal op-ed. Since 2000, their prices have risen nearly 50%, compared with about 25% for German competitors, mirroring the domestic inflation rates in each country. The exact U.S. inflation number since 2000 has been 45%. Quote, as a result, manufacturers fled the U.S., much the way American families have fled high-tax states, unquote. The solution is to take control of the money supply away from the Fed and give it back to the American people. In other words, to return to the gold standard, unquote. Exactly. We've been saying this for a very long time. Now, of course, it has on here a longer list of, the pros, the cons, the people who are against and everything else. But you definitely want to keep your eye on this bill. This would be very helpful to everybody. I will have links below the show so that you will get exactly what I just shared with you, as well as the bill itself, so that you can read all of the bill, because we don't like any bills that have maybe sneaky little things in them. Research the bill for yourself. I have provided the link for you that will be below the show. And so I think that is really great news. What do you think about that, Tom?
No, it's just awesome.
It is. Awesome. It'd be even more awesome if they get it done. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Okay, so do you remember when we were covering the school shooting in Florida, and then there was this gentleman.
No, I forget all about it.
Yeah, there was this gentleman that came out about a month later because there was talk, pro-gun control and all this, that, and the other. And then there were people coming out speaking about the bullying issue is creating a problem as well. And one of the quote-unquote activists that were for the gun confiscation basically admitted in front of the world that she bullied Nicholas Cruz, if you remember. And then
On her shirt as she gave her speeches about, this is BS! Yeah, I remember that.
Right, and then, you know, her excuse was, well, you just didn't know him. So she was trying to justify it. Okay,
just like
so
we didn't know Fidel Castro. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So Mr. Greg Barrett was the individual who, of course, confronted a school superintendent at a school board meeting, and his name was Lance Hendon. Okay? And I'm going to let you hear the March 19th, 2018 confrontation because he's back in the news, Tom. And you're going to love this. If you would, Mike, please play LV3.
My name is Greg Barrett. I graduated from KSD in 1983. I started in 1975 with Mr. Lance. My legal name is Greg Gay. I was bullied, unbelievably bullied. I started out and I had teachers that bullied me. I had kids that bullied me. Even the coaches, I had nobody to turn to. One day at lunch, I had my head shoved in the urinal where it busted my lip. I had laid on the ground in a fetal position as the kids kicked me. I got up, I rinsed my face off, I walked out of the lunchroom, walked straight to the principal's office, and he told me, these kids will grow up someday. They won't always be like this. But yet, here I am, covered in urine from laying on the ground underneath the urinal. My lip was busted, and they sent me home. Well, I went home, and I got the .45 out of my father's drawer and put it in my mouth. Because at this point, I had nobody in the school system to help me. Is that the way this is going to be? Lance, you were the one that shoved my head in the urinal.
Mr.
Thank you.
Tell you what. This is unbelievable.
Okay, so...
Yeah, we're trying to get my Lori to connect right now mm-hmm. on this because this is something that's near and dear to her heart. She is right. She's from that district mm-hmm. in Texas, KDISD.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Lori, she fought the policies, these communistic Marxist policies of these school boards for so long, and she was castigated and she was demonized, and now finally people are picking up the torch and they're running with it, and it's so pleasing to see that people are starting to realize what's going on in these schools. I don't know if she can connect over, but what did you say?
This gets even better because there's more coming out.
Did he resign?
They terminated
him,
and
by the way.
And he's getting paid.
And he resigned. Yeah, but he's getting paid.
So,
hold on a second. Let me connect Lori. Hold on 1 second. This is really kind of important.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, dear.
Hi. An update. Last Thursday, they had a special meeting for Lance Hint. And at that time, he had a sobbing story of how mm-hmm. he was so harmed and his family was harmed. And he resigned. Mm-hmm. But then they turned around and they terminated him. And all of this is effective January 1st, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, he gets $750,000 to celebrate that he quit and was fired and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The next, they sat down and had a special vote. They were really tired of us defaming them and standing up and telling the truth about them harming our children, and decided that they were going to hire an attorney to help Lance Hint and the school district because of all of their wonderful plans have been ruined because everybody's told the truth. They're going to selectively choose someone, which we don't know who these people are, and sue them for defamation. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing my research and legal work just in case. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those. I know Sean Dolan is probably considered one.
Me too. But they're going to have to also go after a circuit court judge then.
I don't know where they're going to find a judge, because there was a judge in Alabama also.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to have to go after him too, because a circuit court judge out of Alabama also claimed that he was a vicious bully. And the exact quote was, quote, he liked to brag about beating up other people. And at one point, he even bragged about beating up a police officer, unquote.
And this is all over bullying, mind you. All of it's over bullying. Sean had a son that passed away, and his other son was bullied at KDISD because of his special son. I do not know what special physical ailments he had, but his son that attended KDISD was bullied over this, as well as, let's see, in 2012, there was a mother that came forward with four little girls that were stalked, and I've read the emails, by one of the teachers who they had on board, they knew was stalking them. The HR director didn't turn it over to the police. The mother came to the meeting and said, I have now notified the police. The police chief has decided to look into this now. There is enough evidence. And they let this gentleman be terminated. Now, terminated could be resigning. It was a special way they terminated him. He may still be able to work. In fact, I think he's working in some of the little projects, the side projects that the school district had. This is one instance of them harming the children. There's quite a few that have been come out. They caught a lady red-handed, one of the teachers, on a Sunday in one of their special little buildings. They have extra buildings since they're running out of space. They can't plan. They caught her with a little boy of the age of 13 on a Sunday doing some nefarious activities, and they never fired her. They let her resign. So these are the things that the KDISD is saying we're defaming them on, can be said in public, among all the Common Core lies that they've had and the little fiasco that we've had and all the plans on the data planning that Sean is also onto. And Sean Dolan, by the way, has a page on Facebook called A Better Legacy to follow this saga. And he's very, I have not met him. I have never spoken to him. But I can tell you right now, starting to break those waves for him and all the people that have, seeing him get as much leeway in the issues that we've all been fighting in education, I salute him highly. I will move out of his way. I will let him do whatever he needs to do, and I will back him 100%. And that's what we all need to do instead of saying, hey, I did all of this stuff. Oh, no. Go for it. Here's the baton. Run with it, and I'm going to support you 100%. But this is, I think this is the second superintendent we've gotten rid of in the last month and a half in the state of Texas. We are on to them, and they are fighting hard. They have an AFL-CIO group of teachers associating meeting this Saturday in Discovery Green Park in Houston. If you're in Houston and you can make that meeting, go and let your voice be heard, whichever way you believe in it. But I believe this will be on the data collection in Discovery Green. So go for it. The left is on it and letting us know where they're at and what they're going to do and that they're actively going to fight us. Go for it, guys. Hopefully they have five people in it, just like the Antifa and the other anti-gunners have out there. You know, Moms Demand Action. Nice name there, guys. Hopefully they have just as many people as they have, all five or ten of you. Yep, maybe we can take you some donuts so you can give them to the cops when they arrest you. So,
And you know, speaking of cops arresting somebody, there was a 1983 lawsuit against Lance Hendon. Are you aware of that?
Very aware of that. The gentleman was, I believe he had his wife with him. Lance didn't like him. The gentleman told him to slow down, and he beat him to a pulp, almost to death. And this did not come out when they were vetting the superintendent for some reason, and I don't know why it didn't. Maybe because he had a huge settlement that they paid this gentleman to make it go away. And this is not the only thing they've done. So these are the things that are coming out right now. And believe me, there's a whole team looking after what he has done.
Yeah,
so he beat this guy to a pulp. and says, I'm not a bully. Mm-hmm. Yet there are bullies in the school, and there is parent after parent after parent that goes up to the school district. They try to go through their system, everything they can. KDISD does not want one bad word said about them and does not want to do anything to protect these children. And if you are not one of the super clique that they have, they will make your life a living nightmare. Mm-hmm. And that's what they have done to me, is they basically ran me out. That's the sad situation I am. When you work 100% commission, they're going to run you out of town, and I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. So you either do what they say, or they will shut you down. Mm-hmm. And there's a little newspaper that they've tried to shut down, and now he's gone to their side so that he can live and do his profession. So there's a lot of things that people need to look at. They need to look at KMAC. That's one of the first starts of some of the Common Core things. Mm-hmm. The data collection. They had their IT gentleman that was right there at the forefront for the state of Texas with the IT issues. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the program they had that they found that if it was with the state of Texas, and I'm sorry, I can't remember what it is. Ginger Russell and her mom found out about this program, but it was basically the start of Common Core, but under another name, and all the documentation we could find was if they closed it down, it went to the U.S. government for Common Core, as everything that they had gets transferred from the state of Texas, with state of Texas paid money, goes straight over to the U.S. government. They could not ever shut that company down. And the next year after they found out, C-Scope, the next uh-huh. year they discovered C-Scope, then Common Core blew up. Now they're working on data, and it's about to blow up on everybody with ESA and the other programs that they have in the data collection. It's going crazy. I can't remember, there's another lady going for the governor of Pennsylvania, or lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. You guys need to check into her. She has been with the education forefront for years. I apologize, I don't know her name right now, because Thomas got me onto this pretty quickly. But the ladies, most of them moms that have been working on this for years, are now stepping up, running for office, and getting things going. So Katie's not the only one, but I hope Katie's the first one that starts outing these people and their criminal behavior.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this, but ABC 13 uh-huh. has now reported that he is now being accused of plagiarism as well.
Absolutely. They think his paper from college for his doctorate was plagiarized. And the University of Houston is doing an investigation on that right now.
Don't you love how individuals, when discussing, let's go back to this for a second, talking about the lawsuit, because what was reported about that is the lawsuit was filed by William Stein, who claimed that he was attacked and severely beaten by Lance Hendett, who was 18 at the time. Lance Hendett was 18 at the time. This is going to be relevant in a second. William Stein said that he had also been in a coma for several days as a result of the beating. Why wasn't he charged criminally? See, here we go back to the failure, just like what happened in Florida, the failure of police to actually do their job when it comes to people who are violent, but then they want to arrest people over a joint.
What they're doing is they're saving somebody with the Katie's great football teams. Lance Hitt was on the football team. I can guarantee that. That's the scholarship mm-hmm. he went to Oklahoma. And they will pay off, buy off, do whatever they can to save their football players. There's not many famous football players from Katy or sports players. There's a few. But that's what they hold things. You get scholarships. And that's what they want, are just the scholarships. You don't have to be famous. But it brings money in with sports. Hence, their most expensive $70 million, and I think it's now up to $75 plus million dollar stadium that mm-hmm. they have in the city of Katy. And just keep spending our money, and I don't know how much has been budgeted for this attorney.
75.
But it's going to be fun.
Million.
Well, in the 1983 civil case, it was fully and finally dismissed after litigation with no damages or liability. No mm-hmm. criminal charges were ever filed, like I stated before. And again, of course, like you stated just a minute ago, the March 26th board meeting, the board fully vetted, they claim they fully vetted Dr. Lance Hendett. Well, of course, you know, if he had no criminal charges, it's not going to show up.
It doesn't matter. There's still, no matter what happens, no matter what comes out from the investigations by the people, they will stand by Lance. If they had a red nose with a clown standing in front of them and somebody said, this is not a clown and it doesn't have a red nose, they would vote on it and say, it's not a clown with a red nose.
But, you know, I would like to know how they're going to, because on Monday, Alabama Circuit Court Judge David Carpenter said that he attended Katie Taylor High School with Hendett, and he described him as a vicious bully, like I said earlier. Mm-hmm. And he also recalled an incident where Lance Hendett allegedly intimidated others by throwing 25-pound plates at him and his teammates, and he bragged about beating people up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm about to turn this over to Tom, but he definitely did that. And not only does he have to deal with that judge, he's got to deal with some other people, you know, with some other issues, you know. And what I'm saying is, come on, baby, let's go. I've been waiting for this day. And let me turn this back over to Tom Laurie.
Okay.
Well, I think that was an interesting revelation. And I just have a little message to Katie myself real quick. You know, for all of the misgivings, KDISD, my Lori was right all along. Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. Okay, I couldn't resist that. I'm sorry.
You're all right. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. And you know, tomorrow night I'm going to be covering some other interesting information as well. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give you too much, you know, but there is quite a bit of interesting information coming out,
Lori,
tomorrow night too.
Lori Anderson, Miss Freedom Outpost, RTR Truth Media. It's so wonderful to have you on the air. This is where you belong.
Thank you, Tom. I just want to get the truth out.
I know you do. And, you know, it's so important because there's so, I mean, I know that there's a lot of alternative media out there. I know everybody has their own little niche, their own genre. But the one thing that's refreshing about working with you is that you bring it. Hard impacting truth all the time. Thank you, Lori. God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining me tonight, Tom and Lori.
Oh, it was a joy. Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. Tonight's show is over, but tomorrow we're going to cover some more interesting things. Hope you will be back with us tomorrow night. And as always, watch your backs, check your facts, Semper Fi Dellis, and have an absolutely wonderful night.
Hoorah!
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.